Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to welcome electro recording artist Harriet Chafer.
Took us about 6 hours to go 20 miles, It was one of the worst snowstorms and the worst tie-up in history yesterday in New York. So we missed our first concert at York. We've been at this for 2.5 years and done about almost 200 concerts, and we missed our first one last night, but I'm glad we didn't miss this one. I'm glad, because that's all we do. We got some new ones and some ones maybe you've heard before. This one is brand new. I never understand why a record becomes a single or a hit or whatever. My basic desire in life is not to write songs for the pre- and post-pubescent American female between 10 and 13, but to... song like this next one seems to be climbing up the charts. Anyway, it's a song about a DJ. Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost Danny?
Stop me!
see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man.
Yeah. everybody's looking at my life. Later on, the bus arrives. They punch my ticket and they find the seats. And we move out past the lights. Come on, driver, where's your knees? It's cold out in the night. I keep telling you.
Thank you. sounds, and I thought about the cello, and the man on my left is probably one of the finest young cellists in the country, and I want you to listen to this. To show you what I mean, he went to Juilliard for 7 years, and it's only a 4-year school. I want you to listen to this next song, which is a long story song called A Better Place to Be. Yeah.
you said I would, that I was beautiful. All that you were halfway mine. And I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. And I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. All we both know about emptiness and living alone. And then the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand.
I think maybe you should start out with some of your golden hits, you know.
people here may be not initiated in the way you title your songs. Do you need to explain a little bit, or do you want to just jump right into it?
I think I'd just rather jump right into it.
Yeah.
The old six string was all I had to keep my
players in the world.
Yeah.
Sounds like a convention we're having here in town. Actually, there's an interesting phenomenon. The worse the guitar players sometimes in this profession, the more instruments they have. I got four of them up here, which sort of tells you what kind of shape I'm in. But, well, listen to the story.
Time.
sound like a bunch of sadists out there.
Yeah!
Now this is the third song about music. Singer, talking to us about a singer from Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah!
His resume was brave, the boys.
a song I'd like to dedicate to mine.
Barman, he said, you got a problem, I can understand.
Thank you. Here's another song about the same subject, but from an opposite point of view, the opposite side of a generation gap. This from a man who's 45, who lives in Forest Hills, Queens, finds himself going home one night and thinking about a subject that's come very clearly in his own mind recently. It's called Halfway to Heaven.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Now I have been a street man.
country music tonight. Now you're going to hear some of the other kind.
Started down the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania.
really loves country and western music. I think it's probably time to see. Have you got any country and western songs you like to do for us, Emma? Are you going to move for another round?
Yeah!
What do you got for us, Emma?
Well, I guess I got... Somebody had a request.
What?
Same sad singer.
What?
We don't do that. It was my decision. I said, fuck it, we won't do that.
Why the hell not?
Sorry about that.
Ryan, why don't you do one of your classics?
Well, all right. Lesson number 21. That's when
She just looked out the window. She said 16 months I think.
Come back by the big red.
people don't understand how important an audience is for a concert, in the sense that when you got a sort of a dead audience, you end up by sort of being very professional and sort of doing all the standard things. And I appreciate the fact that you've been the kind of audience that has made us feel as free and like we're in our living room. And anyway, I want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Everything.